Hi, I'm Amy and I'm here at Roisin and we're interviewing Martina Chapman at the BAI Media Literacy Policy Launch.
So, Martina, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are here today.
Okay, I've been working in the area of media literacy for probably as long as you guys have been alive, maybe. No, not quite that long. And it's a really, really important area, and it's becoming even more important because so many people are getting their news online, and they're creating their own content and publishing their own content. It's really important that people have the skills and the knowledge to, you know, use and understand and create media like you guys are doing.
You spoke earlier about the projects that you looked at when developing the policy. Do you want to share some of these projects?
There's so many projects going on right across Europe, not just Ireland, but right across Europe. Some of the ones in Ireland that are really interesting at the minute is a really interesting media literacy project. You've also got CRAIL, which is the Community Radio Network, and they run accredited media literacy training for both their kind of presenters and their volunteers and also the general public. You've got Frameworks Films down in Cork, and they also deliver media literacy training as part of kind of film training for people. Then you've got RTE. RTE do loads of stuff in this area. So, for example, the new series on TV, maybe you've seen it, Making Ireland Click. And a lot of their children's programmes have media literacy elements built into them as well.
How important is it that we have a media literacy policy?
What having a media literacy policy means is that it gives a focus for people. So, as you saw today, there's lots of media literacy projects happening anyway without a policy. But what we're hoping is that the policy will help more people create more projects, and that will benefit more members of society.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right.